Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is molecular formula calculations. Last podcast, we learned how to solve empirical formulas, and now we will look at the next step, which is determining molecular formulas. These problems are very similar to determining empirical formulas, and in fact, for most problems, the empirical formula has to be determined first. For this podcast, we are going to work with already determined empirical formulas. If you need a refresher on determining empirical formulas, please refer to that podcast. When doing the final step of determining molecular formulas, we need to have the formula weight. This will always be given to you in the problem. This is nothing that we could calculate in class. We mentioned before that forensics uses empirical formula and molecular formula calculations. They do this with multi-million dollar pieces of equipment, something that a high school will not have. So what makes the problem easier for us is that the molecular weight will always be supplied. Well, we need to understand that theoretically, an empirical formula has an infinite number of possible molecular formulas. Let's take CH as an example. It can be C2H2 as its molecular formula, C3H3, C4H4, on and on and on. Well, we know that theoretically there's no molecule such as C1,000,000, H1,000,000, but you get the point. We don't want to sit there and do countless calculations, and so we have a quick way to determine the molecular formula once the empirical formula is determined. And that is a quick formula: molecular weight divided by empirical weight. Empirical weight is a new term, but we've taken formula weight calculations before, and we said that a formula weight is a generic term. The atomic weight is the weight of an atomic formula, such as iron or silicon. A molecular weight is the weight of a molecule, such as water or sodium chloride. Well, an empirical weight is the weight of an empirical formula. So, if our empirical formula is CH, in the example above, the empirical weight is going to be 13. Well, when we take the molecular weight and divide it by the empirical weight, it's always going to be a whole number within rounding. You might get something like 3.01 or 3.005 or something like that, but we could round it to a reasonable whole number. That whole number tells us which formula it is. Here's an example. A compound was determined to have an empirical formula of CH2 and a formula weight of 112 grams per mole. 112 grams per mole. Well, when we take the molecular weight of 112 divided by the empirical weight, which would be 14, 12 for carbon, 2 for the two hydrogen atoms, we're going to get the whole number 8. So it tells us that it is the 8th unit. So since the empirical formula was CH2, we're going to get C8H16 for the molecular formula. C8H16. So it's pretty simple, it's pretty straightforward once we have the empirical formula. Now, as with most things, there's a few reminders, a few little twists that you have to be aware of. A common mistake in determining molecular formulas is that we do all the right work and then sometimes it's expressed the wrong way at the end. So we said that the answer to the above problem was C8H16. We have to keep in mind that that is not. It will be wrong if you put 8CH2. 8CH2 is telling us that there are 8 small CH2 molecules. The molecule is not CH2. That is the empirical formula. The molecule is C8H16. Another alternate way is the CH2 in parentheses, subscript 8. That also is incorrect. We don't see that too often. especially in organic, that's when we might look into that. But the formula, the molecular formula is C8H16. Any other way to express it would be incorrect. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of molecular formula calculations. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.